Unmute. Start video. Start video. Come on. There you go. There you go. Girl set.
Oh, there.
Yep.
Here.
Just take my.
Okay, but I don't have the, am I?
You don't have the what? What don't you have?
Wonder if I can at least
Print that. Yeah, just print it out. Print it, send it to the laser jet.
that's what I
Or to
used to.
the, yeah.
Thank you. I change your name to mine.
Yes, absolutely.
How?
You don't need to change my your name, the
Okay.
name at all.
Yes, ma'am. It
Oh,
just says I
yes,
married my
okay,
cat.
yes,
That's
all right,
okay.
okay, I don't remember how to do
I've
it.
already had my hair
It's
cut.
right here. View profile, stop video. Don't remember how to do it. Rename, there we go.
Oh. Where's the, oh, there it is. Oh, good. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
You need to do it. It's
There you
okay.
go. I think that did it. Yes, your sound's all the way up. Okay.
I'd like.
Oh, okay. That's, if you want to talk to somebody, what you have to do is you have, they have to be unmuted. They're muted.
Yeah, but I'm
But
not.
you're not muted. You're not muted. You're open.
I know
Okay.
that. I will mute it, but anyway.
Oh, if you want to mute.
And one over here.
Because it starts automatically.
Oh.
Didn't realize it started recording automatically.
Oh, that's good.
But so it's still on.
I was on a meeting today where they forgot to start the recording until 5 minutes in, so this is a good feature, I think.
And about half a second meeting once, so please go on mute. Like we had muted ourselves, so the first half of the meeting was, you could see our lips off of there.
Embarrassing stuff. So what was in the second minute?
Liam, can you take note who's online? Just so
Yep. Did anyone remind you of it after? Like, did
yeah,
anyone?
does can you see that afterwards?
The one person who was trying to
I'm
watch
not
raise
sure.
their hand. Your
Is
button.
this a, this isn't is this just a regular Zoom meeting or what's the
Yeah,
format?
it is. Interesting.
AATV records them too, so they have a backup.
A stack of agendas somewhere.
There is. Do you have extra agenda there? Do you want to know?
We'll say 527.
Yes.
I meant the D is 520. Wow, it's really moving its head.
It's one of those new expensive fancy ones.
It is.
We're too close.
Well, for some reason, they make the cord really short for what has to plug into the computer. So that's about max distance.
I was shocked to learn how much they cost. They are not cheap.
Yeah, I feel like $1,000. I wonder if you can find them on eBay now where people aren't using them after
The
COVID.
first generation ones are kind of sensitive.
So this
So,
is the most recent one that they released
yeah.
last year.
Okay.
So I don't know if those ones are on eBay yet.
Do I dare ask how much?
Well, we had to try to replace ours and it was like 2,000.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Worth it, huh?
Somebody's getting a
They do. So our town clerk has put a sign in front of it. It says, owl nesting area, do not touch. Seems to
That's
work.
funny.
Do they have a little nest under it too?
Yep.
All right, it is 5:30, so bring the meeting to order. Any updates to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to public input. I'm mostly bored. I don't know if there's any public online that have would like to speak. Okay. And if there is somebody jumps on and wants to speak, let me know and we can jump back to it. Looking for a review and approval of the April 16th, 2026 meeting minutes.
I move we approve the April 16th minutes.
Perfect. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Is there further discussion? All those in favor, say aye. Online, if you could raise your hand and say aye, that would be helpful.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion passes. And going over to the financials.
I move we approve March 26 unaudited financials subject to audit. Why not?
Paul's making a second. Is there further discussion or questions about the March 26, 2026 financials? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion?
All
Aye.
right.
Adam, do you have a question or is that a whoops, hand up?
That was a hand up. I figured out how to do that. I missed it on the first one.
That's okay, great, thank you. If you have a question, make sure to just jump in. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion carries. And we're going over, Allison, to the approval of the Maidstone Town Plan.
Okay, so does everybody understand what a town plan approval process is? After a plan is adopted, they can request regional approval if it contains all of the required elements. It's consistent with the regional plan, it's consistent with the statewide planning goals. We do a staff review, and after public comment in a public hearing, then we make a recommendation to the full board to request regional approval. And this particular plan, Maidstone's plan, has been expired for a couple of years. So it's really nice to see them made current again. So, unless anybody has any questions, we did send this plan out, links to the plan on the newsletter, and sent it, which also goes out to the board. Any questions? If not, then I would like a motion to approve the Maidstone Town Plan.
So moved.
That's Jim. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Fred. Is there any further discussion before we take a vote? So, no discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. So it has it. So now we actually have to open a special hearing. And this is to confirm the planning efforts of Maidstone, but also, and I see that Kristen is out there as well. We need to confirm the planning efforts of our member communities at least twice in the 8-year planning cycle. And so to do that, we have to make sure that the Planning Commission is still active and is working to implement their plan. And we were certainly able to do this through correspondence or through in-person meetings with those communities. So we are doing a first-time approval, a confirmation for the town of Maidstone because they just adopted a plan. And then we're doing a second confirmation for Hardwick, Troy, and Westfield. So, are there any questions? If there are no questions, I would entertain a motion to confirm the planning efforts of these four communities. So, that's Chad, a second.
Second.
So from Eileen? Oh,
Kate.
Kate, sorry. So, any further discussion? There being no further discussion, all in favor of approving the confirming the planning efforts of Hardwick, Maidstone, Troy, and Westfield, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? So that's it. So Now, we had made a motion to open the hearing. Now we just need to close the hearing. I'm closing the hearing. Thank you, Jim. So that's it. It took all the 1 minute.
Who made the motion to open the hearing?
I did. I guess that's wrong, isn't it? You did. Okay. Thank you, Fred.
You can hear me over, Allison. I'm right here for you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is a vote to submit the draft regional plan to the Land Use Review Board. So if someone would make that motion, would be helpful. Eileen, second?
Second.
Fred, seconds. So open it up for conversation and questions.
I'm glad we're at this point. Finally.
Is Allison going to give a brief 20-second overview?
Well, no, I was just going to say that we did incorporate the comments in that we received on the Google Forms, and we sent that out to the board a couple of times. We also compiled a redlined version of the plan that shows any of the changes we made. What it doesn't show, but was circulated in the document, there were some instances where we made changes to the future land use map if people provided compelling indications to do so. So
what happens after we submit it to the plan?
It goes to the LURB for a pre-application, and then they invariably come back to us with changes and questions. They'll come to our region to do some visits, and they will probably focus on the communities that have requested Tier 1B status. And so that would be Hardwick, that would be Newport City, Linden, and St. Johnsbury.
And Derby.
In Derby, sorry. Five, sorry. So, but this, there, it is a, it's not a static process, what we've learned from other regional planning commissions that go through this.
And then after the, after a couple months, we will have our first public hearing, and then we have to do a second public hearing a month or two later. And then the full NVDA board will have to vote again to formally adopt the plan, and then we'll go through the actual application process with the Land Use Review Board.
Yeah.
This is our first time with the Land Use Review Board.
This is our first time, and it is a lengthy process, and we are supposed to get this done by the end of the year, and everyone's aware that the clock is ticking.
Madam President, I plan to vote no. And I would like the reasons that I'm going to vote no to be put into the minutes. And my statement is the methodology for creating the future land use map should have been presented to the board for approval before any maps were created. Since this was not done, the proposed FLU map is not based on an official NVDA policy. The absence of a clear mapping policy means that understanding the map requires considerable study. Only a small number of board members were able to take the time to study the map. Modifications to the map were made to individual towns in order to assuage those board members who objected to certain map features. As a result, the map is inconsistent from town to town within the region. The FLU map will not provide a solid basis for NVDA participation in Act 250 and Section 248 proceedings. And that's why I intend to vote no.
Yeah. I also intend to vote no and would ask that my comments be included and considered. While much of the discussion and direction in the draft plan is excellent, as NVDA representative for the town of Sutton, I'm voting against forwarding it for pre-application review by the Land Use Review Board for the following reasons. In my and the town's view, the mapping process employed by NVDA's planning staff is flawed. It does not honor landowner decisions to enroll lands in the UVA or current use by automatically designating these lands as rural agriculture or forestry. Further, it does not respect the town's working lands district by automatically designating those lands as rural ag forestry. Finally, land designations do not follow parcel boundaries. While the planning staff has addressed most of these problems in Sutton in response to parcel level requests, the result, as Mark noted, remains inconsistent with mapping across the rest of the planning area. The second reason is, while Sutton's housing target has been reduced in response to continued requests, no local housing data have been collected as required by statute. And I give you the specific to guide and further refine the disaggregation of state targets to municipalities across the planning area. I view these as both process and policy failures resulting from flawed interpretation of Act 181 and specifically Section 4348A and subsequent flawed interpretation of the VAPTA mapping methodology, which was adopted in pursuit of mapping consistency across the state. Further, at the NVDA level, policy decisions were made by planning staff without affording the board their opportunity for oversight. I feel these flaws should be addressed before the plan submission, but I acknowledge the time constraints that you all here at NVDA are working under, and I look forward to addressing the flaws whenever possible as this planning process continues.
Anyone else want to chime in or speak or ask questions?
If this is a pre-application that goes in, can it go in with a footnote with these concerns to be addressed?
I did draft a letter from the executive committee that has reviewed in it, and it did address the inconsistencies or mention the inconsistencies across the state that seems like the methodology was used differently in different RPCs. And that was based on Alex's webinar last week that he indicated that, you know, they were different across the state. So we mentioned that and asked that the LURB be aware of that and look for future conversations to hopefully move towards more consistency with the mapping.
The pre-application will include several files, including the regional plan itself, a checklist showing it meets the statutory goals, a cover letter, a list of the towns requesting Tier 1B status, and also we have about 25 pages of comments received from about 8 communities about the future land use map and the regional plan as a whole, as the LURB has requested to see any substantive comments from our communities.
So that like all goes to the LURB in the package. Mm-hmm.
And these would be added as well.
I don't know that I completely agree that the board's role is to direct staff, and maybe that's something in our bylaws that I don't know, but generally I think our role is, I mean, I wouldn't expect Dave's staff to come to the board every time they had to come up with a process or develop them. I mean, I think our job is with the executive director.
I hear what you're saying, Chad, and I must respectfully disagree, because this was a policy of great concern. I think subsequently, as you saw through the repeal process in the state house.
Right.
So to just go forward without giving the board its opportunity for oversight was, in my view, a real flaw.
Yeah. Well, I hear you.
Yeah. The board is the policy making body that governs this organization, and you know, the board never voted, never approved a methodology for carrying out the mapping. And that should have been the first step.
I'm curious moving forward. You know, one thing that stood out to me at the Zoom webinar with Alex from the LURB was, you know, the point that he made that, you know, what is the LURB? And what is their role in creating the future land use maps, et cetera. And he described, you know, the challenges of connecting with individual municipalities and therefore their method for the LURB to connect with individual municipalities is to use the RPCs, in our case NVDA, as the liaison and the intermediary to connect with municipalities. And so I'm curious to see moving forward, now that we know that citizens, the public, are not pleased with how this process has unfolded. And I don't point or blame or put fingers out there. I think, you know, the LURB, you know, right on down the line of bureaucracy, that's the main challenge, right? We're all people trying our best here, but bureaucracy is hard. And so I'm just really curious to see. I know that our RPC is the largest, I think, in the state. So how, moving forward, are we going to make sure that individual municipalities are really connected? Because bureaucracy is really hard. But we do know that that's currently, it's just, we need more. We need a lot more.
I think at this point, we're fully expecting the LURB's going to come back to us with a number of suggestions on improving both the plan and the map itself, based on what we've seen from other regional planning commissions. Mm-hmm. That will be a time to take on additional comments. And they're also going to be looking at our application of the methodology to see if it's fairly consistent with what other regional planning commissions did. So I'm just waiting. We'd like to get the plan in, let them do their review, look at our process and our work, and then come back to us if they have additional comments. But the timeline, as everyone now knows,
absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just curious with what was addressed directly to the MVDA staff with some of these comments, how you're going to address them.
Well, we circulated the comment document.
What are the comments tonight?
Well, this will become part of our record for the meeting minutes. And these comments that have been, the written comments that have been submitted, will also be submitted along with all of the other comments that go along with the plan.
William and Kat have been the ones working on the plan analysis.
So there will be some kind of like conference getting together and seeing what you can do to address some of the failures that Paul mentioned. And so
perceived failures, please.
Perceived failures, yes. But all of that is out there.
Well, and I think if we take a step back, it you know, Alex indicated that there's been inconsistencies across the whole entire state. Mm-hmm. So it's really, to me personally, a bigger issue than our region. And if we're going to use these maps as a state in the future, will the LURB hopefully address that issue and try to get the methodology to be consistent across the state with all of the RPCs? So
that's been my
we need
best
to continue to have that conversation.
Lots of things have gone on with 181, talking with the staff here that we're kind of waiting in the water and seeing how it's going to settled out and all the other stuff that's needing to happen. So we need to get it in there to see all that's going to settle out.
I would just hasten to add that Alex was very courteous in affording me some discussion time after the webinar. And he indicated that he understands that there are issues that are sort of upstream of the regional planning commissions that need to be taken up with perhaps VAPTA or the legislature, and maybe recrafting some refined vision of Act 181 at some future point. But there are also issues that are subsidiary, as Jim suggests, to NVDA. And those are the things that we probably can productively address together moving forward.
You may have a comment.
Good point. Adam, we see your hand.
I have two questions. The first is, well, a question and a comment. The first question is, how much revision can happen if this is approved tonight and sent on for review? Is this really the concrete basis, or can significant revision happen after this stage?
And I'm looking to Allison.
I think that's really more of a question for the LURB.
Yeah.
And I think that we're going to have to base our expectations on the feedback that we receive from them. I do know that any changes that we make to the plan will have to be shared with all of our communities. We'll, you know, try to be as transparent as possible. But we really don't know what to expect from the LURB. So that's a really difficult question to answer.
But okay, so just to take that a step further, if major revisions were requested or required after this point, are we going to have the opportunity to do that, or is this really the basis of what we're going with, and it's set in stone, and there's really not there you're going to do minor tweaks to it, but for the most part, this is the plan.
This is a draft plan, Adam, and we are going to get comments back from the LURB. Whether they're how substantive they are or not, we do not know, but we probably will make changes according to what they give us.
And we'll be transparent in doing so.
Yes.
Thank you. And then my second comment is, and I appreciate and agree with the comments made against this. This is wildly complicated, and if people are busy and there's a lot to it, and it's a major change in how Vermont has done things for a very long time. I understand the time constraints, but there is so much unknown in what to expect, even after we submit this and seeing what LURB comes back with, that I think the time really needs to be taken so that it's done correctly and with the response from the community in the past few months. I think it's really important to consider taking as much time as we need on this, and even if it doesn't go forward tonight, to make sure that everybody is satisfied with it. I think that's the role of the NVDA for the region. Thank you.
I have a question. If it doesn't go forward tonight, what would be the impact on finishing by the deadline?
Well, there we run into the timeline of December 31st of this year, and then if or we don't have an adopted plan by that point, all designations, village center designations, downtown designations, neighborhood designations expire. So there's no benefits for St. Johnsbury, Newport, Lunenburg, Island
Danville,
many,
Craftsbury,
many
Keenan,
towns.
Lunenburg.
We rely, St. Johnsbury, we rely heavily on that downtown designation for almost all of our
Dave, would
neighborhoods.
you restate that? Did you say that if the regional plan is not adopted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I do have faith in what, Kate suggested, that we're engaged in this, we're continuing to have these conversations. We need to continue to do that. And around the policy work, I think it's really important that we, as a board, take a look at where all of our policies are with NVDA and make sure over the next year we really work to get those all up to date. I think there's probably some work to do as a board that is there. So I look forward to that work ahead, and I hope everyone shows up for all that great policy work, which we all know we love to do. But if we stay engaged in this process and we work with the employees, I think we can get there. It's been a confusing time, and they've put a lot of work into it. And I just want to make sure that we know we appreciate the work that you've done, and we recognize how challenging this has been for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you. So I'm going to call the vote if we don't mind. So we've heard that you two gentlemen are going to vote against it, but at this point, all in favor, and we'll leave those out. Say aye and raise your hand if you're online, please.
Aye.
Okay, do you got those? I'm going to wait just to make sure we've got them. And those opposed?
No.
Nay.
No.
No.
Nay.
No.
Okay, wait, we're going to go down through. Okay, so Kate, we've got two on the floor, and then can you get the nays online? Is
Adam,
John
I'm
Kelly?
getting them.
Okay, Adam?
Nay.
Thank you.
Jim Davis Holland, nay.
And then I can't read the name.
John Kellogg Charleston, nay.
Thank you, John.
I did not get votes for certain people.
You can just get the nays,
Oh,
because
just the
we have the
names.
list of everyone who's here. So the nays we've got.
If a town has multiple representatives present,
It's
they
one
only get
vote.
one vote.
Okay, so which town would that be?
We're starting both
St.
voted.
Johnsbury.
Okay.
We both voted in
But
opposition.
that's one, that equals one nay when two people from the same town vote
Yes,
nay, is that right?
yes. Yeah.
And likewise, an affirmative.
Yeah.
Yes.
Liam, do you have it?
So I
Just
have
say
that there
one
are
vote or one vote.
five towns voting no. There's
We
Newark,
have
Just a sec.
one.
Whoops. I'm sorry.
Newark, Lunenburg, Sutton, Charleston, and Holland. Did I miss any towns voting no on this proposal?
Got it.
Point of order, I believe you had two votes.
We both voted no.
We've got that town though. Okay. Want to read down through this one more time?
No, that's fine.
You got it? Okay, great. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate that. Let's see, the FY27 draft budget.
Was that a affirmative overall vote?
It's affirmative overall. Okay. Yep.
So I just, before you move on, this is Carolyn Crankshaw in Sheffield. I'm just saying I abstain from the vote.
Okay, thank you. Should have asked for that. I apologize.
Okay, I wonder if I can ask just a quick question. If a town does not submit its plan by the 31st of December, does that also mean that they are not eligible for any future benefits?
No, that's not the case at all.
Then there's one other question. There's a confusing point about whether there's been an extension on towns being able to submit their plans as a result of the legislative action. What is your understanding of if your plan was due in 26, has it been extended beyond December 31st of 26, or is that the deadline for submission?
That remains the.
It's still in
legislative. The House and the Senate and Montpelier have conflicting versions of that, and they will be going to House a conference committee next week.
I have a question. Is that for this plan, town plans?
For local plans.
Okay, thank you.
So that you think that's unresolved? They had their conference vote today. So perhaps you could check in on the details there. It's kind of important. If we have any extra time under these constraints, it would be good to know. Our plan is due on the 13th of December, and the extension would only take it to the 31st. But if there is an extension beyond 2026, it would be great to know that. And
the chair of the...
Just a second, Liam. So we'll put in the minutes that we will follow up once we know legislatively what's happening. We'll communicate with all of the towns.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you for noting that.
That would be great. And just one quick comment. The deadline that you're facing for the regional plan is very severe. If that plan is not in on a certain date, you drop out of all of the contention for various benefits. That strikes me as unusually coercive. And I think it characterizes this entire affair. I've been involved in town plans for a few years now, and it seems to me that the town plan itself has taken a fundamental change from being a visionary document for what a town wants to become, to becoming rote, stamped enforcement from the state legislature. I just want to get that on the record.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, John.
Ready?
You ready for the budget? Okay. So it's very small print, and some of them have larger copies than that looks like. So overall, the budget is increasing by 7%. That's largely due to a 3% increase in the regional planning funds for RCPs across the state. Then we also have an increase in revenue for municipal contracts. We had a number of municipal planning grant awards this year, so we're working directly with towns on their plans and whatever their applications ask for. And there was a slight increase in town appropriations. We had a formula that we voted on a few years ago that gave a gradual increase every other year for a period, 5-year period of time, I think it was. So that's up 5%. And then on the regional development side, we did have some rental increases at our building, industrial park building in Lennonville. So the rents have gone up there. On the expense side, the biggest increase, or one of the bigger increases.
Can I slow you down just a minute?
Yeah, sure.
The local match, is that a function of the municipal contracts as well?
That's factored into okay. There's multiple okay. categories.
Yep. Within that. Yeah. Thank you.
On the expense side, there's a 12% increase in salaries, 3% increase for existing staff, but we did have a part-time planner stepping down at the end of this year. And we're anticipating hiring two full-time planners, one of which we've already hired this coming year. Consultants and contractual, it's an increase, but that's largely the function of our EPA Brownfields grant. That's all consultant based because we don't have engineers and environmental people on staff. And then at the end, we ended up needing, we're a little bit over budget on the planning side, so we're moving some money from our fund reserves to make the budget balance, but overall expenses went up 7% and the revenue went up 7%. So, but I'm happy for any other questions.
Well, the miscellaneous expenses, I understand it's a catch-all, but 1,300%? Maybe you ought to make like a line item too.
I was hoping Tina was joining because I was going to ask for a breakdown of that, what's within that number.
At some point?
Yeah.
I think they too, some of that was because of Due North, which has the expense, but also the income because of the grant that's funding that project.
Yes.
So it's impacting both sides.
Yes. But that's our draft budget. Well, it may need to change because I understand now while we didn't have emergency planning funds in this because the state hasn't given us any. They're now coming around. They did find money through Vermont or FEMA, so they're going to give us emergency planning funds again. That'll work.
Yeah. And we vote on this budget in June?
June.
So if there's other questions that come up, feel free to email. And we'll make sure to get those answered. Anybody else have questions this time? And director's report, Dave.
And I think the people online will get this after the meeting. It didn't get sent out in advance. So, but apologies for that. So I guess once again, thanks everybody for your participation in the NDD board. It's obviously very important and valued to the organization. Some of the things I highlight regularly, one is the Brownfield program. It's very active on the economic development side. So right now we're working on a number of assessments in St. Johnsbury, Newport, Barton, Lunenburg, Hardwick, Linden, and Sutton. And some of these are also housing projects. We still have our EPA Brownfield Revolving Loan Fund, and we're actually ready to make our first loan in East Hardwick for the removal of a former fire station. There's the next category talks about regional plan and mapping. We've talked about that already, about what the draft plan and the process. So we're expecting once we get this plan submitted to the LARB, we'll get probably significant and substantive comments that we'll need to address. The Municipal Energy Resiliency Program, that's largely Carter Finnegan working with directly with the towns on implementing their implementation audits for energy efficiency conservation. And I noted, made a note at the bottom that implementation funds must be spent by December 31st, 2026. So Carter's making sure the towns that may be a little bit slower getting their projects rolling, she's helping them with that. There's a municipal water systems inventory project that we're working on through the Vermont Bond Bank. So that's been Molly Doctor and Carter Finnegan. They've split up the 34 water systems in our region. So they're going out and meeting with the operators and the water system boards to collect information for this first phase of the project. Ideally, the state's gonna have a better database and an understanding of what needs exist statewide. And maybe that means they're gonna adjust funding available. On the emergency management, I noted that we had kind of slowed our program a bit, but we may need to pick that back up and work directly with towns on their local emergency management plans, their local hazard mitigation plans, especially if we do get funding. We are keeping the Regional Emergency Management Committee active. And it's still meeting just so people can recognize who we are when things get back to normal. And staff have been trained to respond and work at the State Emergency Operations Center if we do have another flooding disaster. So, I think it's July usually. I noted some industrial park activity. So Vermont Renewable Gas is still pursuing their 2.2 megawatt renewable generation project in the park. They're working with a utility on a power purchase agreement, I believe. We have a new Canadian manufacturing company that's purchased the former BHS Composites building on the St. Johnsbury side of the park. And we're doing some brownfield assessment work for them. And then we are preparing to sell our Charles Carter Business Resource Center, which we've owned for 20 plus years. It was federally funded and we had notice of federal interest requirement that we had to own it for that period of time. So ideally, we would sell the building. take some of the profits and build something new to accommodate business growth in the region.
Good question, Dave. Does board have to approve selling of any property?
The sales, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And acquisition usually.
Yeah.
The True Temper Brownfield project. So that's the site that NVDA owns in St. Johnsbury. It's an 8-acre site with some significant cleanup issues. We're expecting to hear in mid-June if we get our funding from the EPA to do the cleanup. Ideally, we will, and then we'll get that done, and then probably over a period of a year, I'm guessing, and then turn it over to a housing developer that the town of St. Johnsbury and NVDA have been working and agreeing with. So kind of exciting. That's a really exciting project. It was about 40 units. Is that right, Chad?
I think so.
40 units over two phases. So then it's mass timber construction, which would be something new for the region. That's kind of exciting as well. Then I gave, there's a little bit of a due north update. So we're now fully managing and operating the co-working space in Lennonville. And we, a reminder that we have grant funds to keep that going for at least 2 years as we build the membership. And entrepreneurial programming through work of Annie McLean is underway at the facility. And then the last piece I touched on was NVDA staffing. We're currently still looking for an administrative assistant for the business office. And anybody interested should contact Tina Gagnon. She's our business person. And we are receiving applications for a regional planner position to replace Kyle Dwyer, who left in January. We did hire one person who's going to start in July, and we have other applications for others that we're looking at now. And then just last of all, I'm noting that Lorna Higgs, who's our longtime special project manager, and she's the expert behind our e-news letter that comes out monthly, and she'll be officially retiring in mid-June, so it's going to be a loss for the organization. She supported all of us in a lot of different projects. She helped us significantly with all of our annual meetings, including last year's 75th, and events over the years. She's done business plan competition, regional energy expos, you name it. There's just been a lot of stuff that was public facing that she really put a lot of time into. So it's going to be a challenge to pick it up. So,
with all of the staff work that needs to be done, is that going to be a sufficient addition to staff with what you're planning?
I think so. We've shifted some responsibilities around a bit. We've got Allie Webster, who does our energy monthly energy newsletter, is willing to take on Lorna's work with the regular monthly newsletter. So that won't miss a beat at all.
Can you tell us a little bit about the planner that's coming in July and background? And
well, you may know him. It's Frank Maloney, coming back in from Alaska.
Okay.
He's been a planning director out in one of the boroughs of Alaska for a few years, so he's got some supervisory experience. Certainly has all the planning knowledge in Vermont, which is a good thing. And I think he's been working on an MBA as well as he's AICP certified, sort of similar to what Allison has. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Other questions? Okay. And other business?
I'm not sure if this is the right place for it, but I recorded the votes on the regional plan for the people online, but I didn't get the people here. Did someone else get that, Dave?
No.
So you have.
Who
were
the.
You have St. Johnsbury, Waterford, Concord.
Oh, I didn't get you and Fred. Did Eileen vote?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That covers it.
Thanks. Good clarification for when leaves. And just thinking about the year ahead, would like everyone to think a little bit about some of the training we may want to do or some of the visioning that we may want to do with us with a retreat, you know, maybe a few hour retreat where we actually get together and really think about the region, things that we maybe want NVDA to be working on, you know, moving forward and things that we could be doing as a board to make sure we're supporting that work forward and really communicating to our towns and municipalities all the work that's being done. So mm-hmm. I think there's probably some work at the board level that we could be doing. Maybe we'll be a little different than we've approached it in the past, but we'll be really open to that as the year goes ahead.
I would feel the need to have more information once this regional plan gets to the blurb and then we hear back. Because with all the technicalities and differences throughout the state,
So some training on some of the technicalities as a board, some training there. It sounds like some really robust outreach to the municipalities.
We're going to be a board that's doing all this stuff. We need to know more.
I'm curious, you know, when I kind of got roped into this, I didn't know I was going to be on the board when I said yes. I told I'd be a liaison with the town. I think once I was on board, the town planning committee was like, so what subcommittees are you on? What work are you doing? And so I guess I was kind of expecting to have a little bit more. And so I'm curious with how the regional plan moves forward. You know, I thought there might be more conversation there happening about that with communities, especially size-based. And so knowing that there are some applications out there for 1A towns or 1B towns or what have you, you know, maybe there's opportunity to have subcommittees of towns that are in that category or different categories to be able to communicate with one another and make appropriate kind of
suggestions
or communications, and just, you know, more conversation is helpful, I think.
That's a great idea. And I was thinking, like, every meeting having one area of NVDA present. So one time would be on transportation, one time, so we'd hear from the employees, hear what's happening. And I'd like to see that work tie back to the budget. And there's some new systems that they're implementing that's going to make that really easy. But you're right, out of that, we are a very big board. And are there opportunities to work through subcommittees that would actually make it more efficient? That's a great suggestion. Yeah. Good stuff.
I'd also like to share that I learned a lot from this regional plan, and I want to compliment the work that was done on it, because it's clearly extraordinary, and it helps me both appreciate and understand both the opportunities and the challenges that we face in the Northeast Kingdom. And I appreciate being on this board to have the opportunity to know that.
We have had some conversations about really understanding what do our communities need, and the thing comes up about housing, and is there work that could be done around a real robust housing assessment to understand what we have for housing opportunities, and then how do we support communities and trying to make those aspirational goals or even working towards them? Because I think as communities, we're not sure how to get there. I mean, St. Jay, you have more resources maybe to try to figure that out. But
well, and I know that our town listers too are being asked to inventory houses in all different kinds of ways. They're being asked right now to find what farms are actually farms still based on lists they have, what houses are functioning as camps that could potentially be year round. They're being asked a lot of really interesting questions by the state. And so I think they're a tremendous resource for that as well.
I'm sure planners have more insight on that and where that data could be found or what's happening there. That would be really helpful.
We've certainly got the town records of permits and construction, and haven't been very tight, but certainly could be tightened up over time. But, you know, I think Kate's right that there's a lot of information there that would help tailor what those municipal targets really ought to be, not what the state thinks they need to be. And it's very dependent upon a job, and you can't come build a house without a job. So some places you don't have that.
You can't take a job if you've got no place to live.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a
double-edged sword. Yeah. I'm trying to recruit a doctor back to the Northeast Kingdom right now.
I got a pain.
My house form, though.
I don't want to leave anybody out online, and I see Rick from Newport's jumped on and a couple other people. So is there anything you'd like to add as we're starting to think about as a board some of the work ahead that we could be doing to really support the region and support NVDA?
Thanks for the welcome. I'm sorry I was late from another commitment, y'all. I like the conversation I'm hearing about trying to find ways to engage the board in more kind of concrete, obvious, connectional ways to the work that's being done. So anything that moves us in that direction sounds like a good idea to me. I feel like I've been around the edges of NVDA for several years now, and I think only recently have I begun to feel like I understand the big picture. So Anything that we can do to help all of us get more familiar is going to be a good thing.
Well, I'm hearing you all sign up for the work ahead, so here we go. Great.
I didn't say a word.
Oh, you didn't say, Fred. So I hear a motion to adjourn?
So.
All right. Second?
Second.
All in favor to adjourn?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. Adam, take care to all of you online. Enjoy the evening.
Yeah. It's a point of order. I'll help them get another chair.